You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
Blessed are those whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed are those to whom the Lord imputes no iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit. When I declared not my sin, my body wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My strength was dried up as by the heat of summer. Then I acknowledged my sin to you, and I did not hide my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the guilt of my sin. Therefore, let everyone who is godly offer prayer to you at a time of distress. In the rush of great waters, they shall not reach them. You are a hiding place for me. You preserve me from trouble. You encompass me with deliverance. I will instruct you and teach you the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. Be not like a horse or a mule without understanding, which must be curbed with bit and bridle, else it will not keep with you. Many are the pangs of the wicked, but steadfast love surrounds him who trusts in the Lord. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, O righteous, and shout for joy, all that you upright in heart. Psalm 32. It's a beautiful psalm and an excellent one to meditate on early in the season of the 40 days. Of course, it's got some bad news. You and I have a problem. It's called sin. It's called transgression. It's called iniquity. Sin, it's missing the mark or missing God's standard. Transgression deals with a breach of relationship, rebellion against God's authority. Iniquity is something bent or crooked, behavior that deviates from or twists God's standard. Yep, you and I have a problem. But thankfully, there's also good news. There's a solution. It's forgiveness. Our transgressions are forgiven. It's our sin being covered. It's not having our iniquity imputed against us, held against us. It's being pardoned. It's having our sin blotted out. It's our sin being purged. It's being redeemed and helped and delivered. It's the Lord sending his compassion. It's the Lord not remembering our sin and transgression, and not hiding our face from us. That's the good news. God forgets or overlooks or covers our sin. God covers our sin like he covered the sin of Adam and Eve and covered their nakedness. God doesn't remember not because he has a bad memory. He's well aware, but he chooses to set aside our sin. He chooses to see the righteousness of his son Jesus and cover us in his righteousness and in his holiness. So there's bad news, sin, transgression, iniquity. There's good news, forgiveness, and having our sin covered. And that solution, that forgiveness comes about, is brought about when we avail on and call on the Lord in repentance and in conversion, that change of heart and change of life. And as we mourn in this season, as we express outwardly sorrow for sin, as we humble ourselves before him, as we are washed and cleansed, as we don't hide our sin, but instead find our hiding place in God, as we don't minimize our sin, lest our sorrows be multiplied, as we declare not our sin, or if we don't declare our sin, then our body wastes away and the Lord's hand is heavy upon us. Our strength is dried up. But when we declare our sin, when we confess our sin, when we are converted again in mind and heart and in life, when we return to the Lord, we find fullness of life and fullness of forgiveness. As the psalm ends, steadfast love surrounds him who trusts in the Lord. We shout for joy, the upright in heart. So Psalm 32, it's a rich psalm. It's a beautiful psalm of the blessedness of recognizing, not hiding our sinfulness, and embracing it, as it were, so that we can trust in and cast ourselves upon the mercy and the grace and the love and forgiveness of God. So in this 40 days, in what ways can you not hide your sin, that you might more fully know the blessing of his forgiveness, his mercy, and his steadfast love?
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.